This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
That's going to be awesome, baby.
All right, I'm trying to be Dick Vitale. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, at least for an hour. We know it's at least for 1 hour. Again, Wayne will be back at 7:30. We're planning on 7, but you never know, traffic and all that. But as always, I'm honored and extremely excited to have a chance to hang out with all of you tonight on the USA Radio Network. The show is War Now. You know that. I'm sure you're tuning in, whether you're listening as far away from me as Las Vegas or Minneapolis, Dallas, Reno, New York, San Antonio, everywhere in between. Again, I am broadcasting from our home studios, my own home studios here in Connecticut. And if you want to call in, love to hear from you, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Coming up at 6:35 with yours truly, Megan Barth, who always appears with Wayne. She'll be joining me. We'll talk about a number of different things with her. Can't wait for that. So I only have really a half hour for the two of us. Now, last night I filled in, and I had a million different things going through my head, and I didn't get to nearly half of what I wanted to talk about last night, but that's okay. That happens. But today I wanted to start off with something that we had touched upon last night. Now, I know there are probably bigger stories. There's a lot of things happening, right? There's a lot of political things. There's some social things. But I just wanted to kind of finish up, at least here in the very, very beginning, and talk about college. Because Elizabeth Warren, Chief Pocahontas, she was on the town hall last night, and she went out of her way to tell all of her fans, potential voters, that, well, she thinks that they should have free education. And, you know, I was talking about this a lot today, and I don't blame students because they want free stuff. I understand. That's kind of the way of the new world. I blame the universities. I've been blaming the universities now for the better part of the decade. And I don't know why, and please somebody tell me why, that universities should cost so much money. It should cost literally a house payment to send your kid to school. Now, I've took the liberty through businessinsider.com to throw out the top 10 colleges on and what it would cost you to go there, room and board included. Because you got to feed the kid, and they got to sleep somewhere. So this is like a sort of a metamorphosis for the young kid. They're leaving high school, I say kid, young adult, and they're going off to college. So you got to pay for the room, you got to pay for the food. So here's what it would cost you if you sent your kid to some of these schools. Dartmouth University, Hanover, New Hampshire. The total cost, $66,579. The University of Southern California, which, as you know, has been in the news lately, $66,661. NYU. Now, I don't have the number of actual students that go to NYU. I wonder how many conservatives go to NYU. Now, in my acting days, when I would travel back and forth to New York City to, you know, try my best to be some superstar, movie star, I would run in and do some, well, I'd run into New York NYU students, and they would be doing films, and I'd get into some of their NYU projects, and man, I'll tell you, you don't realize it when you're younger, but man, were they crazy liberals. But to go to NYU, it would cost your parents $66,640. Sahara Lawrence College, which happens to be in Bronxville, New York, $66,900 to send your kid there. The University of Chicago, Barack Obama's backyard, a mere $67,584 to send your young student to that school. Columbia University. Now, listen, you go to Columbia, you come out. I think, isn't that where Wayne went to Columbia, didn't he? So you go to Columbia, and you come out. You got yourself a pretty dang good education, but $68,405. And the number one college to go to school right now in the country. Now, this changes all the time. In fact, one of the highest schools is Connecticut College, which is literally a couple of golf shots from where I am right now, which is in the mid-60s. But Harvey Mudd College, that's a real school, Claremont, California, total cost $69,717 to send your child to that school to get an education. In essence, $280,000 for a four-year education, over $250,000. Now, I don't know what you get for $250,000. I mean, when I went to college, I was lucky. I got an athletic scholarship, sure. But I don't remember the prices. Even, you know, when we kind of got the bill, I think the schooling cost maybe $8,000 or $10,000 to go. I think I went to Clemson University my first year was $8,000. And, you know, ODU my last couple of years, which was even less than that. Now, listen, that's not a Columbia and that's not a Dartmouth, but still, it was a fraction of what it costs today. Now, listen, I'm 53. I'm not 153. It's been a few years since I went to college, but in the 30 years that have passed, should the price basically be, what would that be, 600 times as much to go to school? Inflationary costs, 600 times. What do the kids get for $70,000 a year? What do they get? Yes, nice, clean, shiny buildings. Usually, except some of these schools that I mentioned probably don't even have. I mean, does Harvey Mudd College have an athletic team, a basketball? It's probably not, right? So what do they get for $70,000? Are the teachers that much better? Are the teachers at, let's say, let me find another school here that would be, like at Trinity College, which is actually in Hartford, Connecticut. Are they better? That much better than a school that maybe costs in the mid-20s? And why does a school cost in the mid-20s? What are they learning for this kind of money? And when they come out, I don't know about you guys, but when I decided to dive headfirst into the radio game, I learned more on my first day of radio, your first day of actual experience, than you'll probably ever learn in school to do some of these things. Because hands-on, you learn from doing. I get it. But to go to school and to spend that much money and get, I think, that, I mean, honestly, you don't get anything in return. You do get a return. You get an education if you go to a good school, and that is a good thing. It's not. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. What I'm saying is I blame the universities and the colleges for this. They have a stranglehold now. Why does it cost $70,000 to go to these schools? Where is that money going? When they have, some places have multi-billion dollars worth of endowments. How is it possible they can look at themselves in the mirror and charge somebody that kind of money when they could easily lower the price of tuition and let just about anybody be able to really work for it? I mean, who's going to be able to work and pay off $250,000 when they get out of school? Unless you're some kind of super brilliant genius mad scientist and you're going to invent something when you get out, you're not going to be able to pay that off. You'll have that debt forever. So I ask folks out there, share with me, email me, call us, tell me what you get for $70,000. Tell me what you get for that kind of money. I'd love to know. Because I'm sure if you get a great education, it's certainly not, it shouldn't cost you $70,000 to get a great education. Not in my book. That's a little bit too wild for me. A little bit too wild. That's topic one. Topic two, we can go a couple different places. Listen, citizenship. You may have seen this today somewhere floating like the second or third news story. But actually good news today, because the Supreme Court looks like they'll possibly support the census citizenship question. Now, if you don't know what that is, they want to add a question on the census about citizenship. So when they come knocking on your door, hi, I'm with the census, you know, and they got the clipboard, they're going to ask you some questions, and one of those questions now will be, are you a United States citizen? And please, God, somebody out there tell me why it shouldn't be. Why should that not be one of the questions on the census? Can somebody tell me? Because as far as I can see, if you're taking a count, a head count of people who are here, you probably want to take a head count of who's a citizen. That makes sense. I mean, are you a citizen? Should be maybe the first question that's being asked. And it's not racist. It's information. And if you think it's racist, you are crazy. You're a crazy person. Because that is how we kind of figure out what's happening. See, the left wants to feed the beast. The left wants to stack the deck. I want U.S. citizens only. They want head, you know, head count only. They want that extra 15, 20 million people to maneuver different districts so they can have more representation in Washington. That's what they want. And they're hiding behind some kind of a racist sort of excuse. And isn't it always a racist excuse? So, yes, thank goodness it looks like they are going to force that on the census. I hope that they don't water it down, because that would be sad. I hope they don't water it down. But, yeah, thank goodness for that. So we'll see. And that, to me, is, I mean, talk about common sense. When you talk about common sense, I mean, that's, you know, page one, paragraph one under common sense is really that right there. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie. Are you sick of me yet? 2 days in a row. It's a miracle. Actually, a couple of months ago. Didn't I do, like, 5 days in a row? That was a miracle. USA Radio Network, loving every single second of it. The show is War Now. Wayne Allyn Root will be here sometime, I would say, within the next hour. You want to call in 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for listening. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying?
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They're a discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. You're going to buy gold and silver. You know you are. You're a conservative. You understand the value of gold and silver, but you might as well buy it from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. That's right. You don't even have to buy anything. Just call up and find out if you qualify, and they'll ship you $199 coin free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000.
All right, we're back. My name is Lee Elsie, once again filling in short-term for Wayne. He'll be back a little bit later on in the program. Megan Barth after the bottom of the hour. We'll grab a couple of calls. We'll go out to Connecticut where Greg is. Greg, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir. Pretty good.
What's on your mind?
Okay, so you mentioned Columbia. I was lucky enough to go to Columbia. The flip side was that my family had dirt. This was late 70s, and I applied to Columbia, and at the time, they have what they call deep blind admission. So if you got accepted, they would put together a financial aid package for you so that you could afford to go.
Right.
The key difference between 1978 and 2019 now is you were expected to do two things at school. One was work. You week.
Right.
Two, you had to think. Most of the professors at Columbia at that time were left leaving. But we had many, many discussions about conservative ideals, and you were forced to think and defend points.
Right.
Not do some of the, I'll call it, social justice stuff, and not listen. I was fortunate to get a degree in engineering. I work here at Electric Boat for the past 35 years. And you're also right that you learn the most at your job.
Exactly. So, well, let me ask you one question, because I want to get to one other call. I want to squeeze him in, and I want to cut you off. But how much did it cost you to go?
Sure.
Back then?
Tuition, room, and board was $12,000,
okay, roughly. So it's almost 70 now. I mean, why that explosion? There's no way inflation went up 600% or 500%. Didn't happen.
Because the schools can do it.
That's exactly right. I don't mean to cut you off. I want to get one more call. You're exactly right, because they can do it. Chet, we only got a couple minutes. I wanted to give you a chance before the bottom. Go ahead.
Hey, Lee, it's worse for conservative families out there and conservative parents with conservative children, because if you're spending $70,000 for your child's education, you're spending $70,000 for them to get harassed and bullied.
Hmm.
Around these campuses around the country, if you have any right leanings, they bully you, they harass you to the point where if I was a student going to some of these schools, you might bully me into becoming a leftist. I mean, that's the way it is now. It's out of control, and I do agree with President Trump. And he should go forward with an executive order that if any of these schools out there are not defending any of these students' First Amendment rights, their funding should be cut off, period.
Why are they funded at all? How is it possible that they're getting funding when they're charging $70,000 a year to go to school?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Hey, Chet, I don't mean to cut you off. You hear the music, my friend, and I'll talk to you. Again, Chet's a regular caller on my morning show, and he does a fantastic job, and I appreciate him weighing in. I don't know. I don't have an answer for it, except greed. The caller before that, he hit the nail right on the head. I mean, it's because they can. They charge it because they can. Listen, you might be better off if your kid wants to open a business. That's where they're going to school. I want to learn about business. You know what? Give your kid, if you can, instead of paying $250,000, give him $200,000 to open up his own business. Roll the dice. Maybe he'll start making money early. All right, we got to run. Megan Barth joins us after the bottom of the hour. Stick around.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will announce his 2020 presidential campaign on Thursday.
Sources close to Biden are confirming that Biden will announce his candidacy with an online video, and he'll appear in Pittsburgh for an event at a local union hall. Senior advisor to President Trump, Jared Kushner, was speaking during the Time 100 summit in New York on Tuesday. He was asked about the Mueller report and investigations over whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 campaign.
Quite frankly, the whole thing's just a big distraction for the country. And you look at, you know, what Russia did, you know, buying some Facebook ads to try to sow dissent and do it, and it's a terrible thing. But I think the investigations and all of the speculation that's happened for the last 2 years has had a much harsher impact on our democracy than a couple of Facebook ads. If you look at the magnitude of what they did and what they accomplished, I think the ensuing investigations have been way more harmful.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days and they're using private agencies to track you down? Don't wait. If you owe more than $10,000, take advantage of the Fresh Start Initiative, a program in place that can help you now. You can save thousands and possibly have your taxes forgiven. Call the MC Preferred Tax Services helpline now about the Fresh Start program. If you qualify, it'll stop the IRS collection agencies from coming after you within 24 hours. Get the break you deserve and call about the Fresh Start Initiative now. Call the tax hotline now at 800-690-1430. Hurry, or it'll just get worse. Let MC Preferred Tax Services stop the IRS from targeting you within 24 hours. Call the hotline now at 800-690-1430. That's 800-690-1430. There's help for those of you who owe $10,000 or more, but it's important that you take action before these programs change. Call the special tax hotline now at 800-690-1430. That's 800-690-1430. 800-690-1430.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Those who watch the show, because you're listening right now, but my radio show becomes a national TV show in hour number three. And those who watch say that the transformation has been unbelievable. I look 15 years younger, and it happened in the last year. And I go back and I look at old shows, and I go, holy crap, I look like a different person. And nobody reverses, you know, reverse ages. I mean, if anything, people get older every year. They don't look younger every year. Synagenics did that for me. Founded in 1997, they are the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. anti-aging, i.e. defying aging. And they have done it for me. They've made Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again. The phone call is free, and it's a no-obligation consultation that is free as well. So you're not risking a thing by just calling and saying, you made Wayne Root great again. How can you make me great again, and what will it cost? Simple questions, right? 888 Younger, give them a call, 888 Younger, toll free anywhere in the USA, or register at Cenegenics.com. 888 Younger or Cenegenics, C-E-N-E, Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com, toll free call, and a free no obligation consultation.
All right, we're back. It is Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root again, day two or night two, depending upon where you are, USA Radio Network, and a very special guest. I've talked to her a couple times in the morning on my own show here in Connecticut, and also a couple times when filling in for Wayne Allen Root. She is the she's the operator, the owner, the one behind ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth. Megan, how are you?
Hey, Lee, doing great. Thanks for filling in today. Always good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you, too. So, all right, let's start, because I was just talking about this, if you don't mind, and I see it up on your website. The citizenship question, which to me is just pure common sense, but apparently the left doesn't feel that way. Break down the citizenship question and where we are now.
Yeah, I wrote about this, and it appeared in the Washington Times about 6 months ago. It's the science behind Trump's 2020 census. That's the title. And the left is freaking out about it because, well, for a few reasons. One, illegal immigration gives them more power. And how do illegal aliens give the left more power? Well, illegal aliens tend to reside in Democrat-controlled states. New York, California, Illinois, sanctuary cities across the country. Now, this impacts these numbers. The number of illegal aliens impacts the Electoral College. It gives greater representation to specifically blue states. It is said that if the citizenship question is reintroduced into the census, the last time it appeared was 1950, the Democrats would lose a minimum of 6 seats in California. And then you look at other states across the country, and the Democrats will lose perhaps up to, if not more, a dozen seats across the country. So that's one way the illegal aliens give the Democrats power. Another way, of course, is in through federal distribution of dollars. Billions of dollars are sent to needy states which have high populations, like California, of illegal aliens. So you see the fight over this isn't specifically to the question in and of itself, but the fight from the left is specific to why and how Wilbur Ross, who is our Commerce Secretary, who controls the census, whether or not he introduced or reintroduced that question legally and fairly. And it looks like the Supreme Court justices, at least on the conservative side of the aisle, are looking favorably to the question in that Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary, has a lot of power in what questions are introduced into the census.
Doesn't it seem like it should be a common sense question that's on there anyway?
Absolutely, because the representation is supposed to be for citizens.
Exactly.
The allocation of federal dollars are supposed to be towards citizens. And this is how we've become so upside down, is that as the illegal population rises, so does our federal outlay and spending. It's common sense, as you say. And so California, for example, spends one-third of their state budget on illegal aliens, persons who have no legal right to reside in California. And then from a federal standpoint, it is said between $138 to $165 billion, depending on what study you read, is also spent on people who have no legal right to reside in this country.
Absolutely. And you can go state by state, including mine, including yours, I'm sure, and look at whatever shortfalls you have. We have a $2 billion shortfall here in the state of Connecticut, and I think it was 1.6 or 1.7 we spend on illegal immigrants here alone. So, you know, you close that gap, you finish that off, and you don't have to raise taxes. You don't have to institute tolls. You don't have to do any of that garbage or cut anything if you start to handle your illegal immigration problem. And this is one of those questions that it boggles my mind, like why this hasn't been on the census anyway. It's incredible to me.
Well, it is, and as we continue to accumulate, you know, we're up to $22 trillion in debt. Even Cher was tweeting last week that how are we supposed to take care of all these people that are coming here when we can't take care of our own on the streets of California? Well, yeah, that's the question we've all been asking,
right,
specifically conservatives and many Republicans. But for example, and this is an example that you can duplicate across any state, in Nevada, 2 years ago, the Republicans in our legislature raised the largest tax increase in our state's history for the children, for education. Well, that was $1 billion. 900 million or 90% of that $1 billion went to English as second language schools.
Unreal.
Right. And so that's happening. When you look at the ESL programs or the ELL programs in your corresponding school district, it sucks your money dry. And historically or statistically, all these ELL language programs or English as second language programs not only are bankrupting many local municipalities as far as education is concerned, but they're doing so with only an average of a 40 to 50% fluency and graduation rate.
It's not okay. This is not okay to have this continue. We're talking to Megan Barth. ReaganBabe.com is the website. You got to check that out. Since we're talking about illegals, let's go to the 1,600 illegal aliens released in New Mexico here. And not only that, but I've been talking about the basically 5,000 illegal immigrants who hit the border. If you do the math, they hit the border just about every single day. So you've got a caravan or just about a caravan hitting these border states every single day. But we don't have anywhere to put them. So, Megan, what's the solution? Where do you put these people once you catch them? Because catch and release, that just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. And what there needs to be is some fine-tuning in the laws, which Congress is not convening, or even the House or the Senate isn't proposing any changes to existing laws, specifically the asylum laws. What I find interesting is that Barack Obama ended wet foot, dry foot for Cuban asylum seekers and refugee seekers, completely ended that program, basically then entrapping Cubans under the Castro regime in communist Cuba. But he basically extended that program to immigrants or illegal aliens that are invading our border from Central America and other countries, specifically when they come across with a child who may or may not be their kid. And so automatically what happens is if they claim asylum and read a script, they basically are put into the system. But if they're with a child, then they have to be released onto the streets within 20 days, I believe it is, 20 to 22 days. So we see this happening in Las Cruces, Mexico, which isn't a large town by any stretch of the imagination, but 1,600 illegal aliens were just dumped on the streets of Las Cruces, Mexico, costing the city $75,000 in unexpected outlay.
What about, I was talking about this too yesterday a little bit, I mean, what about a tent city or some kind of an area to hold the folks who are here seeking asylum? I know it sounds horrible, but these folks, when you release them, they disappear. They never come back. They, you know, they get a court date. It's 2 years down the road because we have no judges. You know, I know it would be it cost us a lot of money to keep them, but maybe it would be cheaper in the long run to keep them in one centralized location, like a giant city of refugees, if you will.
Well, I think there is some talk about expanding, like detention center or tent cities, if you will, but on the other side of the border, so on the Mexican border, so the immigrants don't have a chance, so the illegal aliens don't have a chance to set foot across our country, and then they're granted automatic, basically, de facto citizenship, because as you say, they're given a slip of paper, you have to be a complete moron to come back in front of a judge and ask to be deported. So yeah, they basically disappear into our country, and then they can end up on, you know, the welfare rolls, they can end up on in the education system, our hospitals, of course, as well as our voting rolls.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. You got to check that website out. We got a couple minutes left before we take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the candidates. But while I have you here, so I assume that Bill de Blasio is now going to build skyscrapers out of what, Legos? What are they going to do? How are they?
Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, Lincoln that's Logs. Even better. Lincoln Logs. I like that even better.
Because plastic's bad. He's already banned plastic straws, so not plastic Legos. We're going to go to Lincoln Logs.
What are they going to do?
Yeah,
how are they going to build these buildings?
I don't know. Gum and some toothpicks? I have no idea. You know, what's interesting is when you look at any socialist communist running a city, whether it be in San Francisco or California, they're basically just swinging at windmills instead of really tackling the true issues on the ground of their city, like the homeless food problem, the drug problem, the crime problem. There was a poop map that was just released the other day that basically shows the city of San Francisco covered in feces. So much so that a $40 million medical convention canceled the convention they had there every other year due to hazmat issues.
It's awful.
These types of issues are all facing, Bill de Blasio, but skyscrapers over homelessness.
It's awful. Listen, Megan Barth is with us. She's going to stick with us through the break. A reminder, yes, Wayne will be back at the top of the hour, so he's speeding along whatever interstate. He's home. Okay, so he's already there. He's petting the dog. He's ready to go. He's getting limbered up. He's doing one of those yoga poses, downward facing dog, and he's ready to rock and roll. He'll be doing that after the top of the hour, but I'll return with Megan Barth in just a couple seconds. You can check out what she's got to offer at ReaganBabe.com. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to USA Radio and War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com, and regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone. At USPS.com/future.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and
Yes, Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity. To capitalize on a proven energy industry legend, please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, well, you got more with War, in particular, more with War after the top of the hour. Right now, you got me, Lee Elsie, and I'm hanging out with Megan Barth, who's a regular on Wayne Allen Root Show. So she got stuck with me for a half hour, so we're talking about all kinds of different things. You can check out more about her at ReaganBabe.com. You want to tell the story that we were talking about off the air, or you want to move on to something else?
No, I think it's an interesting story and one that might be of interest to the audience. And so this weekend I was in an Uber, and my driver was from Cuba. He has lived in Vegas for 2 years, Miami prior to that for six. He's working on his citizenship. And he talks to his mom, who's back in Cuba every day, and he goes to visit every couple months. And the government of Cuba has run out of food, basically. When you live in Cuba, the government gives you a certain amount of food every month, and that food is plantains, beans, some rice, and some chicken. Well, because the government can't afford, due to the upheaval in Venezuela, because the government can't afford to send these rations of food any longer to its citizens, they are now using ostrich and crocodiles as the form of protein, and any money that he, this Uber driver, sends back to his mom, the government confiscates it.
Unbelievable. This is socialism.
So as the socialists are rising here, you know, amongst the Democrat Party, of course, and all the nominees that we're witnessing, there's not much sunlight between the non-socialist, as she claims, Kamala Harris, and the communist Bernie Sanders. You know, we have real-life examples south of our border in Cuba that we're not hearing a lot about, which I found interesting. And I said, why do you think we're not hearing about it? Because we're hearing so much about Venezuela. And he said, well, the Cuban government doesn't want any of this to get out.
Well, the bottom line is, give me one country, one socialist country that's a success. There's not one.
Right.
There's never been one. Right?
No, there never has. Right. No, there never has. And even the Nordic countries that, you know, Bernie Sanders always points to as far as healthcare, et cetera, and the success of socialism, they're like, hey, bro, we're not a socialist country, all right? So back off. Right.
That's true. That's 100% true. And still they pay over 50, 60% of their you know, income to taxes. All right, so since you mentioned his name, the Bernie Sanders phenomenon that is happening, sweeping the nation right now, last night, of course, in the town hall, he said that not only should criminals, but felons, even sex offenders, should get a chance to vote. What do you think about that?
Yeah, even the Boston bombers, the Boston brothers, the terrorists, the pedophiles, the hardened rapists and the murderers. Yes, why not? They should vote. And this shows you how desperate the Democrats are to open up the voting rolls even to convicted felons and terrorists. Because when you look, you know, if you spend your time and you pay your dues and you come out of jail after you've paid your dues, you know, there's laws per state, like in Florida, they just passed that basically restores voting rights to convicted felons who have served their time. But now, of course, the left wants to expand that and just say, you know, all felons that are sitting in jail should be able to vote. Why does the left want to do that? Well, because they can't win with citizens who aren't criminals voting. Their policies don't sell. So what they continue to do is manipulate the voting process in order to manipulate the outcome towards their favor.
Amazing. And, you know, people eat this stuff up. These folks who follow Bernie, it's incredible to me how many people actually are buying into some of the nonsense that he's saying. You know, Elizabeth Warren talked about education, and she kind of went over her story. I don't know if you watched the entire town hall last night, but, I don't want to pay for somebody else's education. I certainly know that there are a whole bunch of folks in middle America who spent a quarter of $1 million, maybe $200,000 to put their kids through school. They don't want to pay for somebody else's education either. So, I mean, is she finished? Is she just grasping at plastic straws here?
Yeah, I think they're trying to woo the millennial vote as best they can. They're basically counting on a strong millennial turnout, which will help Bernie Sanders or Democrats in general. And so when you tell millennials that you're going to give them free education and free this and the other, they're going to sign on the dotted line. You know, what's interesting about Elizabeth Warren is that she herself cheated in order to get into Ivy League schools like Harvard by culturally appropriating Indians. But yet she doesn't want to talk about that so much. She wants to, and she doesn't also, and the Democrats, much like Maxine Waters, was grilling a bunch of bank executives a couple weeks ago asking what they're doing to help with the student debt. They're like, hey, we got out of that in 2010 when Obama nationalized student loans. And that's why you see a spike, because if the federal government now is going to guarantee loans, college loans, what do you think the colleges are doing? They're raising costs.
Of course.
And then, of course, when government has all of these different regulations, specifically to Title IX, which was expanded under the Barack Obama administration, then the colleges have to hire a whole bunch of Title IX administrators, and they keep making the cost of education more and more expensive, and it's all driven by government intervention.
Explain to me why.
Democrats.
Why does college cost so much, Megan, really quick?
You know, that's a great question, but I think it has to do with the nationalization of student loans. They also have to do with the fact that it's a huge bureaucracy that is really turning out, illiteracy and social justice warriors rather than, you know, productive English-speaking, hardworking citizens.
Megan, it was great talking to you. Megan Barth, always a pleasure to chat with her. ReaganBabe.com, check it out. Thank you very much. Listen, the moment you've all been waiting for, he has returned from his couple days of exile to, I guess, Irish music. So, Chris, thank you very much for pushing all the buttons, and everybody out there, I thank you very much for allowing me the excellent opportunity, the wonderful time of filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. Wayne is next. War Now. We'll see you.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ooh.